Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Sound healthcare decisions are part of good financial planning. The Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is proud to partner with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted partner for life. Well, as we saw, the Reserve Bank raising rates by 75 basis points, so everything's getting more expensive. Inflation is also eating away at your disposable income, and we know the economy is really sluggish at the moment, so you'll probably want to start reviewing your monthly budget, and a big component of that is medical cover, and it's absolutely vital to have, but you might feel like you're on the wrong plan, either your savings are running out too quickly or you're not making full use of the cover that you have. Well, you're in luck because we're in the window where you can review and actually change your plan without any penalties until the end of December. And to talk about what to consider here, I'm joined now by Paresh Prima, who's Health Branch Head, Technical and Actuarial Consulting Solutions at Alex Forbes. Evening, Paresh. Firstly, what exactly does the open period between September and December allow one to do?
So the regulations of the Medical Schemes Act allow members to change their option in a medical scheme once a year, and it's usually effective 1 January, but this is the period in which you get to choose which option you want to move to or stay in the option that you're currently on.
And that's obviously without any penalty or any charges that happen.
Yes.
And that's important to note here. You can do it without any of those punitive measures that often can apply outside of this window.
Yes, no charges and no underwriting as well, because you're moving within the same scheme.
Right.
So you save on that, yes.
Now, we certainly can't ignore the lasting changes that the last couple of years of the pandemic have brought, and obviously the current environment economically at play, it's very tepid out there. How is this impacting medical schemes in general, and what can consumers expect?
So medical schemes had a mixed bag of experience, but in general, the savings they've generated by people not using all of the healthcare benefits since the pandemic started have been passed on to members in a way of deferred contributions. We've seen that, or lower contributions being passed on. And we see the environment coming back to the pre-pandemic levels in terms of the claims and experience that schemes have. And we're going to see the CPI-related increases coming back. We do see that the deferred period is still going through 2023, but we don't expect it to happen going into 2024. But there is, the benefit that the consumers have gained during this period.
Now, given we see inflation is running hot all over the show, but through the pandemic, we haven't seen the kind of demand drivers that you would ordinarily see pushing medical inflation. For example, people going and choosing elective surgeries and that kind of thing. Yet we are seeing that start to return to normal. What is the current landscape when it comes to medical inflation? Because one would expect that it's probably running out of sync with its usual trend, which is always a couple of percentage points ahead of the general CPI basket. What are we seeing currently?
So we are seeing that going into 2023, it's coming back to the trend of the CPI plus a certain percentage, ranging between 2 and 4%. So we do see that trend coming back. We saw a reversal of that trend since 2020 because the savings that medical schemes made by people not doing the elective procedures went through as lower increases. So medical inflation actually kept close to CPI during that period, but we do see it coming back to, CPI plus factors. We've seen some of the schemes already announce increases within that range. But because CPI is such a big driver and the increasing CPI that we see happening, it's going to speak to increasing costs going forward for medical schemes.
And generally, they do try and pass those on then. So given that we see a rising cost of living generally for some Africans, forcing them to start to look at things more on the discretionary side, do you really need that extra streaming subscription service? People have been starting to trim that already. When it comes to medical cover, you have to be really, really careful because as much as I appreciate the government's trying to implement NHI and improve the public sector, ultimately you want to be in the private sector, and that does come with costs and you need private cover for that. How is this rising cost of living impacting consumers? How are they thinking about considering whether or not they should buy down or even live without cover, heaven forbid.
Yes, I think, I mean, your last point, living without, if you are willing to go to get your services there, then you need to understand the trade-off you're making by choosing not to be on cover. So I think it's essential that if you can afford to have cover, that you should have cover, even if you choose an option that is more affordable to you. Because what medical schemes provide is prescribed minimum benefits, which is based on what would be a catastrophic event in anyone's life. And if you don't have cover for catastrophic health incidents, it may leave you worse off than just having to go to state facilities. I think people have to weigh that against their disposable income and what other, you know, pulls and draws they have on their income every month.
Absolutely. I honestly think it's the last thing you should be cutting from your monthly budget, if possible. What are your views on how South Africans can prepare, therefore, given that, you know, most households are under these financial tightening conditions?
So a lot of medical schemes have come up with innovative ways to reduce the premiums that they charge by limiting networks or, you know, providing you with options where you need to go to certain providers, which do save you in terms of your premium, but also save you in terms of deductibles or co-payments. So it's always important to know who those service providers are in your area so that the option you choose has those ones in your area. So that's a good saving. And also choosing of medications, there are generics out there which can save you money. So this, you know, every little bit helps in trying to manage healthcare costs down within the option that you choose, and also choosing the option that is affordable to you but also provides at least, if not all, the healthcare cover that you need.
And I was going to ask you, I mean, if you're sitting down at this time of year and you're weighing up all of these considerations and you want to stay with your same medical scheme, you know, what are the most important considerations when sitting down and selecting the right medical cover for the year ahead?
Yes, so I think you need to separate what is your hospitalization need. So if you're on a specific option, does it have a network, or are there options where there are networks which are cheaper? And it's important for you to consider where those hospitals or networks are. As long as you choose one that is in a close vicinity to you, you could make a saving by choosing an option like that. Sometimes people think that being restricted to a network means you get lesser care or inferior, but in our space, it's actually better because they're pre-arranged, they are of good quality, and you can get, you know, a good service. And then looking at your day-to-day expenses, where can you make savings? What are the non-negotiables? And does your option cover that? And we know that, you know, day-to-day is important. And also what chronic illnesses you have, whether your option covers it comprehensively or not, or, you know, choosing an option that does that for you. So I think all of those things do make a difference. And also looking at the scheme rate, and I know it's a very difficult concept to understand, but that also comes through in trying to understand what your option covers.
Talk to me a little bit more about the scheme rate there, because you often hear that you'll go in for an elective and they say, well, hi, I'm your doctor, hi, I'm your anaesthetist, and I charge maybe 300%, and your medical aid will cover 200% of the, you know, that's the scheme rate. Yes. How does it work?
So the scheme rate is the rate at which a medical scheme will reimburse a provider. And then the 200% will be a multiple, so it will be two times what the scheme rate is. Providers work on their own rate, which in most instances is higher than what a scheme is willing to pay. So there's a difference. Now, if you have an option where the provider or there is a network, usually those rates are agreed upon beforehand, so there isn't a difference that you may have to cover. I think that's important to understand. So it's misleading sometimes when a scheme says 100% of scheme rate. It only means that they're willing to pay 100% of the rate that they've set for certain procedures, but you need to ask your provider what they are charging so that you understand where the difference lies. And there are options available that covers it, and, you know, innovative ways in which the insurance industry has come up with solutions that can cover that difference.
And that's why, Paresh, I like to sit down with an advisor and go through these things, because they're a lot closer to the coalface than I am, and can take you through the details at the end of the day. Thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there.
Thank you very much, Michael.
That was Paresh Prima, Health Branch Head for Technical and Actuarial Consulting Solutions at Alex Forbes, with some important considerations as we're in this window where you can change your medical scheme cover without penalties here on Classic Business. The Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is brought to you in partnership with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted healthcare partner for life. Join Classic Business and MedShield Medical Scheme next week for more insights on health and wellness.
You can never tell what the moment will be. Their first steps and first fall. The goals set and hard lessons learned. You can never tell what the moment will be. Celebrating something new. A feeling of home. That knowing look. The comforting embrace. You can never tell what the moment will be. But what we can tell you is, we'll be with you in those moments. MedShield. Your trusted healthcare partner for life.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.